from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Here's a text, Doran. Screw these people that don't want to hear humor in addition to the great sports talk that you guys give. You keep doing what you're doing. They're in the minority. That's from Tony.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tom.
And you can text us nice things. We are funny, Callis. You can text us things, compliments, things of that nature. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. But now, we get into the hot and heavy sports, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hot and heavy sports.
Oh, yeah.
Steelers offensive line in a state of disarray. And we bring on our offensive line insider, one of our favorite guys around, former Steeler, a champion. Trey Essex. Good morning to you, Trey.
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all doing today?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad.
I thought we were doing great.
Pretty good.
Are you doing great?
I'm doing fantastic, man. It's a beautiful sunny day down here in Georgia. Nice, balmy 70 degrees.
Oh.
It's big man weather right here.
Big man weather. All right, Trey. It was not big man weather or something, I don't know, Saturday night when the Steelers took the field against Buffalo. Did your head hurt? Were you suffering through that just like the rest of us? And what do you see in broad strokes here on this offensive line?
It is frustrating, to say the least. It hurts a little bit more for me, being a former offensive lineman, that we put that type of performance on tape this past Saturday. I'm not an excuse maker. I mean, these guys have been in camp for a while. I expected to see more from them at this point. Obviously, we all know what transpired with Broderick Jones, and his performance was not nearly up to snuff at this point. He's had enough snaps on the right side of the ball. I don't like the excuses I'm hearing that he should be just playing left tackle or right tackle. No, his second year in the program under the same coach, Coach Meyer, and he played that position and played it well towards the end of last year. And so he's had reps at both sides in camp. There was no excuse for that performance he put on. I'm sure he went back to the lab, studied the film. I expect him to get better. But all in all, it was not the performance that we want or need in order for this offense to be successful this year. And they have very little time to get it rectified.
Well, Trey, break down what happened with Broderick Jones and obviously getting bull rushed pretty badly twice with Rousseau, mm-hmm. the defensive end, the rush end there. What did he do that you saw that he shouldn't do, and what should he have done during that sequence whenever he was being rushed?
Well, this is what I saw. Just keeping it, not to dig too deep into offensive lineman terms or whatever, just the physics of pass blocking. We're going backwards as they're going forward. So at some point, you got to bring your momentum to a stop and start attacking. There were too many times where he was trying to get back in his set so fast and trying to get off the snap count so fast that he wasn't, and he did half the job for Rousseau for him. He was halfway back to the quarterback, and by the time they made contact, he hadn't planted. He wasn't prepared to punch, and it was just a physicality thing that he lacked. Now, I think in his head, he was concentrating so much about the speed rush on the right side, because Russo is known for the speed rush, and he's obviously added some power to his game this offseason, and he showcased that on Saturday. But I think Broadwood was so caught up in just trying to get off on the snap count and get his footwork right that he forgot the most crucial part of being an offensive lineman, and that's being physical at the point of attack, and he didn't do that well.
We're joined by Trey Essex right now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You mentioned the punch, and that's what a lot of the people are throwing out there on the social media, and I'm not going to pretend to be an offensive line expert. That's why we have you on. Also, reportedly, Broderick Jones banged up his elbow first play of seven shots way back when at the start of camp. Could that maybe have something to do with it?
That if you have a compromised elbow, and I don't know if it's left or his right one, it could be why he hesitated on using his hands quicker than he did. He was catching way too often and not really punching or striking with his hands or his arms. And so if that's the issue, then, yeah, that could play a part into why he performed the way he performed. But the thing is, when you're an offensive lineman, when you have those long arms that he has, you don't have to punch hard. You don't have to have a Mike Tyson haymaker. You just got to have a firm one, a stiff one, one pause, and just put the hands on the guy as he's coming. You don't need to strike with a whole lot of force. You just got to keep him at bay. And so he has the type of arms, and I think they'll go back to the lab and work on it. Obviously, that's going to be a point of emphasis this week in practice, but I think he'll be fine.
Trey, what is the biggest difference between right and left tackle? I mean, you said that Broderick has had so many snaps that he shouldn't be in a position like he was on Saturday, and he should be, you know, up to snuff of playing the tackle position. But what is the singular biggest difference from playing right to left, and why can't guys play right and play left, and some guys can play right, some guys can't play left, and you know what I'm trying to say here? What is the difference?
Right.
In the two of them,
it's flipping your body mechanics. Some guys are just left foot or right foot or left leg, right leg dominant, and have a hard time switching, because when you're on the left side, you're pushing off your right foot when you're pass blocking, and when you're on the left side, it's opposite. And so some guys just haven't trained. They've always been on one side their entire career, so their body mechanics is off. Their strength is off, and it takes an athlete, and it takes somebody, and it takes repetitions over and over reps in order to get used to pushing off either foot when the time calls for it. And so back in the day, back in my day, it's sad to say that it's been damn near 20 years since I played, but it used to be a difference between which type of defensive end you were going to block. When you're on the left side, you got the speed rusher, the Dwight Freeney's of the world or whatever. And when you're on the right side, you got the power rushers like the Jared Allens and guys like that, the Julius Peppers. And so that's not the case as much anymore. We see guys like TJ Watt, who is a speed rusher, a bendy guy, who's lined up over the right tackle often. And so the tackles nowadays have to be able to handle both types of rushers on both sides of the ball. So it's not a case where you put your massive 6'8", 380-pound Max Starks on the right side and your more athletic Marvell Smiths on the left. You got to be adapted both these days.
Now, Broderick has said he feels a lot more comfortable. He said it at the end of last year at left tackle. But what I'm hearing from you is the technique issues that he had, they're not just all of a sudden going to get fixed if he moves over to left tackle.
No. I mean, he's going to have to punch somebody no matter who, what side of the ball he lines up on. And that's the only issue, because his set was fine. The technique of getting out of his set, his footwork was fine. It was just a physicality thing. I'm going to punch you before you punch me thing. And if he does that on the left side, he's going to get one of our quarterbacks killed. I mean, on the right side, at least they can see it coming more so. They got it. The peripherals a little bit better for them. And so he can get bailed out a little bit. If he's making those type of mistakes on the right side. But if he does it on the left side, there's less room for error and a lot more chances that our quarterbacks can get seriously hurt.
Trey, I know it's preseason, and you take preseason with a grain of salt at times, but there are some things that you could find out in preseason. Through these first two preseason games, are you worried about the Pittsburgh Steelers of 2024?
Not yet. I'm not pulling out the caution flag yet. I think there are some things we obviously need to work on. Preseason is shorter, less games to really evaluate guys, and not only players, but coaches as well, and see what players fit in what schemes and how fast they can adapt, and are we playing them at the right position. Coach Meyer has his work cut out for him as far as the O-line goes. We got three guys that could be playing new positions this next year if Broderick moves to the left and Torrey comes back healthy, and then we got a new center in Zach Frazier now with Nate being out for an indefinite amount of time. And so the only two guys that he has that are guaranteed to be in their spots come week one are Isaac and James. And so there is some cause for concern. I mean, especially in a new system with new terminology, new quarterback, new cadence, all that stuff. And the just like last year and for the last few years, we're going to be heavily dependent on our defense once again to win games early on until the offense gets up to snuff. But I do think with the fact that we're in an offense that I think caters to our strengths as far as running ball with Najee and Jalen, and we have the type of offense coordinator that wants to do that type of thing. And it looks, and mind you, even though the offensive performance was not good this past Saturday, there are things that I took away from it that gave me hope. I like the package of plays. I like the continuity of plays, how they fit one another. They don't seem isolated from one another. They look like they will eventually lead to big plays later on in the game, is what you want. You want to build up. You want things that fit like puzzle pieces so that you can get bigger plays in the third and fourth quarter. So I did see some of that happening. I see the plan that Arthur Smith has, and so that does give me hope and promise, and I hope it gives the guys in the locker room the same type of hope. But it's going to be rough sledding, I think, for the first few weeks until we get our wits about us.
Last couple of things for Trey Essex here. So you say it's going to take some time. Would you play the starters, the offensive linemen, for a while in game number three?
Yes, absolutely. Justin and Kyle, man, I think the entire first team offense needs to play again at least one quarter. They'll have, 13, 14 days off? No, 15 days off after that. Obviously, with the injury concern, you always want to keep that in the back of your head. But with the fact that we are in a new system, with the fact that we have not performed the way we wanted to, you do want them to get more reps. And I think you go at least one quarter with your first team starting offensive line, just so they can mesh a little bit more.
What are you seeing out of Zach Frazier?
I like it. I like Zach. That is the one positive, man. He is coming off the ball. He seems very definitive in his calls, and that's what you want. As a rookie, especially as a center, you are the leader of the offensive line. You got to be decisive, and even if you make the wrong call, make the wrong call going 100%. And so it looks like he's coming off the ball hard. He looks like he's meshing well with both his guards on either side, as far as the combo blocks and stuff are concerned. And he's looking like he's holding up well in pass protection. So I'm very excited about him. I think we found the right guy in the second round of Zach.
Trey, this was awesome, man. Yeah, you opened our eyes to the O-line. We appreciate you coming on. We'd love to keep doing more of this, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, fellas.
Thanks, Trey.
Hey, man. Trey Essex. Yep. That's really good.
That's
right
great
there.
Great breakdown.
He is encouraged by Arthur Smith.
Uh-huh.
He likes what he's seen out of Zach Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, not so great.
Right.
Let's react to Trey. When we come back, I have a Pat Meyer take. I think these things will fold in nicely together.
Perfect.
So we shall do that when we return. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. People just absolutely murdering me on the text line for calling Fort Wayne, Indiana, Fort Worth, Indiana. Y'all knew what I meant. Let's relax. Fort Wayne, Fort Worth, it's me. You know what I meant. You got to run me through a translator.
Yes.
Indiana Jones.
That's why I let it go.
Oh, you heard it too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Of course.
Well, you can correct me in real time.
Oh, I just let you go. I knew what you meant.
See, thank you.
You know?
Thank you. We react to Trey, and we get a Pat Meyer take next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Really good stuff from Trey Essex in the last segment. Why not get an offensive line expert to, you know, talk about the offensive line? Many texters have chimed in saying there were crickets in the background. He's going to step outside, spend some time in the 70-degree Georgia morning weather.
I heard a school bus.
I did hear a school bus.
Probably just got his kids ready for school, first day.
Oh, man.
Man.
School bus and crickets, baby.
Yep.
My buddy once had a cricket in his apartment for like 24 hours.
That's tough.
That's way tough. He turned his entire place over.
Didn't find it.
He did, after like 24 hours.
Where was it at?
I don't know. But he killed the hell out of it. Would you kill it or would you let it outside?
I'd definitely let it outside. It's a cricket.
That's what I would do.
It's not harming anything. It's just making noise.
Although 24 hours of straight cricket abuse, where you're getting basically water tortured. I think when I found it, I think my urge might be, take this thing out. Put it out of its misery.
Yeah, a little cricket, though.
You could take your ear pods. You could tape it to the sides of the cricket.
I saw that online
yesterday. And play Taylor Swift at like ignorant volume for 24 hours, then let it go.
That's sick.
That is sick.
Whoever thought of that and did that is sick.
I hope the person who did that found a dead cricket and put it on the dead cricket.
Because
don't torture the cricket. You either let it go or you put it immediately out of its misery. Jeez. Anyhow, what were we talking about? Oh, the offensive line.
Pat Meyer.
I have a Pat Meyer take. I do. We'll get to that in a minute. Trey says this line needs to play, and the whole offense needs to play at least a quarter, he thinks, in the final preseason game, which I agree with. You got to find some traction. Now, it's not always predictive. Last year, offensive performance was outstanding. Five drives for Kenneth Shane, five touchdowns for the Steelers offense, and then in week one, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. So I don't know that it's always predictive, but for the offensive line in particular, it takes time. Trey doesn't think that this thing's going to be even close to a well-oiled machine at the beginning of the season.
Right.
So why not take one more opportunity?
Yeah, I definitely think that they need to play, especially the offensive line. I don't know about the – well, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, a quarter could be justice for the quarterbacks as well. I think getting on – and then that means George Pickens has to play. That means Pat Freiermuth has to play. That means – you know, not Najee Harris, but, you know, some of the other starters to get on the same page need to play. So I'm in line with the offensive line needing to play a decent amount in the last preseason game. But no, I don't know. Not
Pickens.
Najee Harris.
Pickens might fit in the Najee category for me, and we could do more of this later in a week.
But don't you need to get on the same page if you're Russell Wilson and Justin Fields with Pickens?
Yes, but if you lose him, all is lost.
It is true.
All is lost. I might go a couple series. Mm-hmm. I'd go zero for Najee Harris with the Jaylen Warren situation being what it is. Trey also said that he described, I thought, the technique issues with Broderick Jones in a way that people could understand. Like, he's dropping far too, he backed too quickly, and then he's catching, I don't need to explain this to you, he's catching the defender without getting his feet set.
Right.
And then, bang, he said that's not going to get fixed moving the left tackle. This is just a technique issue. So yeah, same issue would present itself over there.
That's why they put so much, you know, onus on measuring offensive linemen's arms, especially tackles' arms, because that, like Trey said, like, you don't need a Mike Tyson punch to kind of stun a guy. You just need long arms to keep him out of your reach to getting into your chest. And Broderick Jones didn't even get his hands up. That's what I was saying a couple days ago. Like, he showed him his numbers. That's like a cardinal sin in football, showing your numbers to a player. And so, like, I thought that everything was off. And then we hear about the injury thing, and that makes more sense. I'm almost low-key hoping that's the case.
He did say that could be an explanation.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense to me. Not being able to get that punch up or actually even wanting to use the punch.
I'm watching it again right now.
Yeah, it showed his numbers. Showed his chest.
You got to do a little YMCA action, man. You got, hey, you know, put your hands up.
YMCA.
Yeah.
No, like a fighter. Like, I was always taught by a couple of receivers coaches when I was younger, like, you don't go to the line of scrimmage and line up as a receiver with your hands down, and neither does a boxer in a boxing ring.
That makes sense.
You know, get your guard up.
I said it backwards. I meant he was kind of doing the YMCA thing, where his hands are out. His hands are up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's waving them, and he just don't care. When Rousseau makes contact with his chest, his arms go flailing. It's bad. And so that's not that kind of technique deal, to Trey's point, isn't going to be fixed by moving him to left tackle. That being said, you wonder if he might think less at left tackle, because he's at right now. He didn't play it a lot last year, which is why Trey says this isn't a fair, you know, excuse for him. You put him at left, at least when you're pushing off that correct foot, you're not having to think about every little piece of getting back in your pass protection set.
I mean, how many times do you rep this?
I know.
Every single day. That's all you do.
It might be a paralysis by analysis is what I'm trying to say.
It's...
But again, he did it. He played there last year.
It has to be the injury. Has to be.
If it's not, here's where I come around on the old Patty Meyer take. Each of the last two seasons, the line got much better at the end of the year. I think that means that the coach is doing a good job. That being said, if at the end of the year we are having conversations about any of these three not starting to live up to potential, you have to look in a different direction than Pat Meyer. I'm talking Fautanu, I'm talking Broderick Jones, and I'm talking Zach Frazier. And I would weigh them in importance, Broderick, and then I would say Fautanu and Frazier. Mm-hmm. I think Frazier, second round pick, while he was as NFL ready a center as there was in the draft, according to a lot of the draft nicks out there, I still think as a second round pick, he's got room to go. Thus meaning that if he's not close to being a finished product by the end, okay, that's somewhat forgivable.
Right.
If Fautanu doesn't look the part, if Broderick Jones doesn't look the part,
if he regresses, that's the biggest.
Well, because that's what we're looking at now, right?
If he's regressing, then you do have to move in a different direction. You can't have a guy that you traded up for in the first round regress.
No.
I don't care what side he's on.
No. No, and I think they've handled it. I think they've handled all this terribly of saying in the first press conference this offseason, coming from Omar Khan, he's our left tackle. We want him to be left tackle, and he's been stuck at right most of the entire preseason. I just think you're screwing with a guy. So, Pat Meyer, you either get these guys arrow pointed up, 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 or you're going to have to go find an offensive line coach that is going to do it. Because with every passing game where a guy with that kind of talent looks the way he looked on Saturday, I start thinking of Dotson. I start thinking about what he became once he left.
Mm-hmm.
And you just wonder if they're getting the right tutelage.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's my Pat Meyer take.
Like it.
Fair?
Yes, very.
Okay, very good. Did you see there was a video where they put a fake cricket in Mahomes' room?
No.
That's a tremendous prank. Get a fake cricket Just making sounds.
It's terrible.
Every couple of minutes.
It's terrible.
For as long as you can get away with it. I love that. Someone says cricket in your house is good luck. BS. No. That's like when a bird poops on your shoulder and your mom goes, oh, it's okay. It's good luck. Well, what about the part where I got to throw my shirt out? Is that good luck? Right. My favorite shirt. That's not good luck. That's just poop on me. Anyhow, coming up next, we have a Brandon Ayuk update from a Steelers insider. Your eyes made a thing. You did it, face. No. You did. You did. You're tired of
because,
the Ayuk.
Yeah, because we're not going to get anywhere with
Van
it.
Van Jefferson! The Dodgers. You got Van Jefferson, Doran. I know people are tired of the Ayuk. I'm tired of the Ayuk, but they need the Ayuk, Doran. So we have an update from a Steelers insider on where things stand with the 49ers currently, wide receiver. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. We'll give you some of the results on this. Do you still want Brandon Ayuk? What do you say we do a little sponsored football segment coming up next?
Yes, sir.
Or soon to be sponsored. Or the sponsorship was sold, but we don't have it yet.
Correct.
Football segment. We'll do that in the next segment. But now your obligatory Brandon Ayuk update. This one from Jerry Dulac. They had him on the Rich Eisen show. I wonder if Dulac got fired from the Post-Gazette if Eisen would hire him. The way that happened with Pat McAfee and Caballi. I'm going to say no.
No.
Steelers, I was told, this is from Dulac's mouth, were not going to offer any players in the trade. They were going to offer draft picks, a number two, and then something else. I guess they are just kind of waiting to see what the 49ers decide to do. So another non-update, and that's not against Jerry. That's just where we are on this whole thing. Would you up the offer?
Yes.
What would you be willing to give? 2 and a 3? Bong and a blitz?
2 and a 3 and maybe a player. Depending on what player they wanted. I mean, it's been reported that they wanted Pat Freiermuth. No.
Can't
Minka,
do it.
Minka, no.
Can't
Pickens,
do it.
No.
No.
I mean, not any player that is of significance or would create another hole somewhere.
It was discussed before about Herbig. Can't do that. Can't do that.
Highsmith?
Can't do that.
With Herbig? How the way he's playing?
Wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Wouldn't do it. I can't go from a 2 and a 3 and then start giving away really good players. I don't know how you can really improve it. You throw in an extra pick, you go 3 picks? I'm caught in between. That's not a great place to be for sports talk radio because I think you keep doing the old staring contest thing. But the offensive line wasn't the only glaring massive hole that the Steelers had in the first two preseason games. The other glaring massive hole is clearly at wide receiver. Like, I see Dan Orlovsky breaking down these plays, and he's trying to put stuff on Russ. I'm like, his ass ain't getting open. I've watched this game a couple of times now. All right, I'm lying. I've watched the first half a couple of times now, and, you know, you can only see what you can see on the TV copy, but guys just aren't getting off the line. Guys aren't getting open, so you need Brandon Ayuk. And the latest from Albert Breer is that he has heard the Steelers did not offer more money than the 49ers, which I'm just not buying. I think the 49ers are trying to paint Brandon Ayuk out as this greedy, money-hungry guy, and they're playing it all for PR purposes. I don't think anything's changed, and I don't know if anything can change from a Steelers standpoint unless you offer something else.
What about a 2025-2, 2025-3, and 2025-4?
Man, that's a lot.
I know.
If it's a 2 and a 3 now, which is what we've been led to believe.
2026 for. Did I say 2025?
You did. You know what I might do? I might give a second this year and a second for 26.
Yeah.
So a 25 second and a 26 second. And then the 28 or whatever million bucks for Brandon Ayuk. If this year's about winning a playoff game, which it is, that's why you don't go into year 3 of the Kenny Pickett experiment and why you spend money on Patrick Queen. And we don't need to tell you everything they did this offseason. They made a ton of win-now moves. And you need to make one more.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't go in with a offensive line that's going to take time to gel and a wide receiver core that's bad. I'm okay, not happy, okay going in with one of those things. You go in with two, the season's over before it starts. So I might go a 2 this year and a 2 next year. And if that means Omar's got to blink first, so be it.
So be it. You need it. You're desperate.
Because it doesn't sound like they're close to getting anything done in San Francisco. We keep reading, hearing, consuming that there's just one thing they're working on. And then Ian Rappaport will go on and say, yeah, it's that final year. It's guaranteed money, yada, yada. That's not a small, minor detail. That's a massive detail. If you're getting $28 million a year, then a fourth year is an extra $28 million. Duh, that's fast math. That's obviously a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's whether or not you're willing as a franchise to hand over $28 million more dollars. That's not a small detail. So give them an extra second and get her done.
I agree. I would do it. At this point, you need it.
And do it today so he can play on Saturday so we have something to watch. Dear God. All right, you ready for our football segment coming up next?
Yes.
Okay. I think we should focus on rookie quarterbacks around the NFL.
I like this.
And Kirk Cousins, it was his birthday, and his playlist came out.
Oh, boy.
Because I guess the Falcons, they do a cute little birthday thing. If it's your birthday, they get to play your playlist at practice. His is the least surprising thing of all time.
I'm sure.
I'm getting to that a little bit as well. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's our soon-to-be-sponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun, brought to you by To Be Determined. We'll get to the real football in a second, talking rookie quarterbacks, all of whom, in their own special ways, have performed admirably. But first, we've got Kirk Cousins' birthday playlist that they played at Atlanta camp. And I'm going to read you these songs, and there is only one song on here that I personally would not consider to be a banger, and I want you to guess which one that is.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The Middle, Jimmy Eat World. Move Along, The All-American Rejects. These are all things that your mom listens to in the van, by the way. Stacy's Mom, Fountains of Wayne. All the Small Things, Blink-182. The Anthem, Good Charlotte. Mr. Brightside, The Killers. Stereo Hearts, Adam Levine. Okay, there's two. There's two on here I don't like. That's one of them. Best of You, Food Fighters. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, Good Charlotte. Sugar, We're Going Down. Fall Out Boy. Dirty Little Secret, same. This Love, Maroon 5. Somebody Told Me by The Killers. Dear Maria, Count Me In, All Time Low. Kryptonite, Three Doors Down, and Ocean Avenue, Yellow Card. Which one do I think is not a banger?
The last one.
This Love by Maroon 5. I ain't got time for no Adam Levine.
Why?
He likes to pull his navel out.
What?
He likes to take his shirt off and let all of us know, look at how pretty I am and how tatted
up I am. So you don't like
the
song?
I also just don't really have it for Maroon 5.
Oh, I like Maroon 5.
Do you?
A little bit.
I love Maroon 5.
Yeah. Do you guys have any qualms, issues, concerns with any of the rest of the playlist?
No.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
No hip-hop.
No.
No classic rock.
No heavy metal or anything, right?
No. It's very Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Like, if you would have said you got 20 guesses to name a Kirk Cousins playlist, I'm getting at least 10 of those.
Yes.
And this is also my workout playlist. Just nix the Maroon 5.
And what was the other one you said?
It was another Adam Levine song.
Right.
Stereo Hearts. My heart's a stereo.
You don't like that song?
Beats for you and no.
I feel like you would. I feel like that's up your alley.
This love ain't taken. All right, I guess they're all right. You know what? Kirk nailed it. I just hope he doesn't nail it against the Steelers in week number one. All right, on to the rookie quarterbacks. Some news, Doran. Jaden Daniels, named the Commanders starter.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Nix, rave reviews. Played well for the Broncos. Could see him in week number two. Caleb Williams has been impressive for the Bears. He's got a litany of weapons. And Drake May had a little fumbling snafu at the end of practice yesterday, as I read it, but the returns on him have been good. So which of those rookie QBs do you think will have the best season?
Jaden Daniels. I think Caleb Williams is going to do good, and I was a guy that didn't, you know, wasn't a huge fan of his coming out, but just seeing him for the, you know, the last preseason game, he looked pretty good. And he has weapons. I think he's going to do pretty good this year, but I think Jaden Daniels and the coaching staff that they have there, I think Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator. Dan Quinn, who, you know, did he win a Super Bowl?
You're a big Dan Quinn guy.
Yeah, I think he's a really good coach. I think they're really revamping the things in Washington. He has McLaurin. He has some other weapons. I think that Jaden Daniels is going to have the best year out of all the rookies.
Well, that doesn't make for good radio because I agree.
Okay.
I agree. And I think I might be doing the thing where I liked him the most coming out. So I think he's going to do the best this year.
See, I'm opposite. I didn't like him coming out.
No?
No.
Who'd you like the most?
Michael Penix, honestly.
I was looking up some collegiate football statistics yesterday. That team, Washington.
Watching the game the other day against Texas. I just watched it the other day.
Was it on the television?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He looked good.
He's good. Mm-hmm. And that team was good. And Bo Nix had a 78% completion percentage in college. His average depth of target was like 6 yards a route. Like, that's nothing. So you should complete 78% of your passes. You look at Michael Penix's numbers and his completion percentage, that team was taking shots.
Yep.
That team was taking shots. I like him. I'll go Jaden Daniels. The one thing I don't like is the way it gets framed. Who's going to be the next C.J. Stroud? We don't see a lot of that. Trevor Lawrence was supposed to be the anointed one. He had a good year two. Didn't even have a good year three. Well, Kenny Pickett struggled in year one. That whole quarterback class, not very good. Andrew Luck as a rookie was good. Peyton Manning did good things as a rookie. Ben Roethlisberger did good things as a rookie. Baker Mayfield didn't win a lot of games, but did good things as a rookie. C.J. Stroud, though, had one of maybe the greatest rookie seasons of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dan Marino goes to the Super Bowl, right? Or is that year two? Foggy brain in the morning.
I can't remember.
But who's going to be the next C.J. Stroud? Just, you don't have to be that to mean you're going to have a great NFL career, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Texter. Cousins not having Creed on his playlist is the biggest shocker.
That is a shocker.
You want to do your Creed impression?
Wait. Can you take me higher?
Yeah, that is shocking, actually, the
to
Cousins.
To a place where I will stay.
Does
he like
the
Cows?
Does he finish the season as the starting quarterback?
No. Nope.
I think they did as good of a job as you can do. Like, the Steelers draft Kenny, doesn't work out. They do the best that they can this offseason, but I would take their quarterback situation 8 million times out of 8 million over the Steelers. And not so much because of Kirk, because I don't want to really pay that, but because you give a guy time to sit.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy with a ton of talent, I really like that from them.
Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre.
And that's a perfect segue into what I want to get into next. What the Steelers should do at quarterback to start the year, and I don't know if it's going to be a surprising take, but I'm not sure a lot of people agree with this. You might, but I don't think our listening audience does. We'll get to that coming up next. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Fall like today, high 71, low 55.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.